This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey there, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. We certainly are. Leo Honeycutt, my sidekick here with me. Leo.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Had a good first hour, and, the show is emanated out of a huge satellite operation up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where it is now minus 2 degrees. You and I are down here in Louisiana, the deepest of the deep southern states, where today it might reach 80 degrees.
Great day for golfing.
Great, quite a swing. Now, of course, you know, a lot of people, I love winter weather. I was up in North Carolina last week, up in the snow, huge snowstorm, got us snowed in. The TV wasn't working. We didn't have Wi-Fi where we were.
Oh, my goodness. What did you do?
We cooked and just sat there and did a puzzle. talked to each other.
Oh, no.
Lots of pictures of
you mean like one-on-one, like in real life, like you just spoke to somebody across a room?
Made a snowman, made a big snowman in the yard. In fact, you can see my grandson and my snowman.
What are you, Norman Rockwell?
On my Facebook page, Jim Brown LA, put into Facebook, and you'll see the picture. That's kind of like Norman Rockwell. But we cooked up ourselves, and we had a wonderful time.
Amazing.
And the downside was when we finally got a snowmobile to come there and scrape off the driveway and get out, then we had to go to the outlet mall. Then we had to go to town and eat some junk food. It went all downhill. When the snow was on the ground. Anyway, you make the best of the situation. Actually, it's not just make the best. It is the best of the situation when you deal with stuff like that. So I hope wherever you folks are out there that Leo and I hope you're enjoying your weekend and you've got decent weather to do whatever you want to do, whether you're a skier, whether you're a snowman maker, or whether you're a golfer as we have down this way. So, hey, Leo, we've got a guest on right now. I don't know how many of you want to go to the moon? I saw that movie Martian that kind of gave me some mixed emotions about it. But if you want to go to the moon one day, we've got a NASA expert right now. Rod Pyle has joined me. He's a wealth of information. He says you're going to be able to go to Mars fairly soon down the line. He's produced documentaries for the History Channel, Discovery Communications, and he's written a great book called Amazing Stories of the Space Age. You'll find it on my website at jimbrownusa.com. Let's talk to him now a little bit and find out more about space. Hey, Rod, glad you joined us today.
Having me. How are you
there? Hey, here we got you. Yeah, Rod's moving a little slow. You're out in California, and so we're several hours different. You're just kind of getting up, moving about there, Rod. So, Rod, tell us about space. Space has become, you know, it's the movies that generate this. We saw that movie, The Martians, and several recent movies. Leo, what was the space movie with George Clooney and recently that got an Academy Award? Anyway, a number of space movies.
Gravity.
Exactly.
Gravity, yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
What it was.
Yeah.
Leo and I are here talking, getting ready for the show this morning, Rod, and I told him you were going to be on the show. And I was amazed that you thought it may be possible by the year 2025 to have a huge passenger ship that might go to Mars. Is that at all possible? Is that even feasible or not? What do you think?
Well, that's what Elon Musk thinks. When you talk to the space community and the engineering community, you got very mixed emotions. This was announced in Mexico back at, I think it was September, and nobody seems in the technical community seems to see any major technical hurdles, but he's got to raise a lot of money, and he's got to build and test this enormous ship. We're talking about something on the order of 30, 40 feet in diameter by about 80. It's supposed to carry 80 to 100 people for many months to Mars. So it's a pretty tall mountain to climb, but I got to say, if anybody can do it, he seems to be the one.
Well, that was my question. I just saw that movie, The Martian, and it's just not a quick weekend trip to get to Mars. How long would you guesstimate in the next 15, 20 years, assuming it's possible, it would take to actually get there from the time you leave?
Well, if you look at NASA's plans and their schedule, and they've been talking about this since the 60s, you talk on the order of 4 to 6 months. If you look at Elon Musk's plans, which involve stopping at Earth orbit to refuel and a much larger spacecraft and so forth, maybe on the order of 2 to 4 months. It just depends on which kind of plan you're looking at. But it's months. And, you know, we've discovered, especially over the last couple of years, even more, well, space is a place that really hates people in a lot of ways. It's possible to do it. We've done it very well, particularly here in the United States, going to the moon 50 years ago. But it's a tough environment. There's a lot of radiation. There's temperature extremes. There's a hard vacuum. There's all kinds of issues. So it's just something you have to really plan for and deal with if you're going to go on these long treks to keep people healthy.
Yeah, but it is the ultimate dream of so many people. You know, it used to be to climb Mount Everest, and now that's not a routine thing, but all kinds of people climb Mount Everest, and then the ocean, and now we've got people going to all types of depths in the ocean. But space is something that you just can't take on your own. It's a challenge you have to do in conjunction, as you said, with other people and the expenses and the uncertainties about what you're doing. But it's, you know, I guess it's mesmerizing because it's there.
And as a possibility, we're actually discussing this as a possibility now. I mean, 2 to 4 months, that's what it used to take the Europeans to cross over the Atlantic to get to the New World. So 2 to 4 months to Mars is not a big deal.
Yeah, and this could be the new playground of the rich, you know. I mean, there's been a few space tourists, but they flew in association usually with the Russians up to the space station, either their old one or the one we have now. But one of the plans of a number of these private companies, the private sector in the U.S. is going nuts, and only in the U.S., I might point out, at this point, is really going nuts over space. And these billionaires, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos of Amazon, are doing great things. And part of their plans, at least on the Bezos side and some other private companies, is to enable space tourism. So if you got enough dough, you can go up to orbit, possibly dock with a space station in the future, spend your time there, maybe go to the moon. Man, that becomes a serious one-upsmanship contest. So it's not just who's got the cleaner Cadillac in the driveway, but who went to moon base last week. So it's going to be an interesting time.
I would think, too, that there's some innovative programmers and people involved with computers that could almost create an experience for several days if you wanted to do it. You'd go to the space hotel, and you'd check in, and you'd get in a simulation spaceship, and you would get out on Mars and walk around, and you could almost have a similar experience for those that couldn't ever afford to get there. No, they're not in their lifetime. I'd be interested in something like that, where I could go for a weekend, and you see what I'm saying? What do you think about that, Rod, where you could simulate exactly the flying, the ship, the whole nine yards?
I really like the idea in a small spacecraft being able to open the door and get out after a few hours. So I'm with you. And actually, JPL and NASA have just put something together. I think they debuted at the Kennedy Space Center, but they also use over at JPL where I work sometimes. And it is a full Mars simulation. So when you put on these VR goggles, you're standing on the surface of Mars. You're right next to the Curiosity rover. So you can go over and look at the rock nearby and walk forward and look at that little trench and say, okay, well, we don't want to drive the rover over there. Let's turn right. So I walked into one of these rooms the other day, and there are a couple people with goggles on just kind of staring around this empty room. And there are a couple of other people in a foreign country and a couple other people in another part of the U.S. doing the same thing. And they were having this teleconference on Mars. And I thought, that's great. I want one at home.
Well, very much so. I'm sure we all would. So, Rod, let me ask you this. I mean, we went to the moon. We landed on the moon back in the 60s. That's been, what, 55, almost 60 years ago. What happened? You're a historian in terms of space and not NASA. What happened to us? Because there was all this excitement about going to the moon, and yet 55 years later, nobody else went to the moon. And I want to talk about it. Rod, if you got a minute, we got to take a little break. Can you hang on? I want to do that. I want to talk a little bit more of your book. You can hang on with me here just for a couple of minutes. That'd be okay?
You bet. You bet.
Talking to Rod Pyle, the book is called Amazing Stories of the Space Age. You can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Getting an idea of Rod. I want to come back and get Rod's background and follow up on that question about what happened. What happened for 60 years? We kind of shut it down to some degree in terms of going to Mars, going to back to the moon. We'll see what he thinks about that. Hey, Jim Brown, the Common Sense Show. Glad you're listening to us. We'll take a little pause right now for a refreshment. Come right back with you. Hang on.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We'll start packing your bag, because it's a matter of 10, 15 years, you can get on a Mars spaceship, go right up to Mars, have a lovely, it would be a long weekend, it would be a four-month weekend, I guess, like that. Rod Pyle is joining me. He's a wealth of NASA knowledge. He's lectured about space travel all over the country, done a number of documentaries on the History Channel, Discovery Channel, and he's got a new book out called Amazing Stories of the Space Age, and you can get that book online at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Rod, before we were doing that, we were talking about what happened to the space program. It was so invigorated by John Kennedy's admonition that we're going to land a man on the moon, and we did. But from the public's eye, not much has happened. We see an occasional route going up. But what happened in the 50 years? What slowed it down, or did it slow down?
Well, it did. And I think, you know, what we were looking at in the 60s, 1961, when Kennedy made the first of his famous moon speeches, was this was a geopolitical move. You know, we were in this foot race with the Russians. We perceived them as having larger rockets than we did. They had orbited a man before we did. When Kennedy made the most influential of those speeches, we only had 15 minutes in space total time with Alan Shepard on the Mercury program. So it was a very bold, daring move. And so for the next 10 years, NASA got its purse strings loosened a bit and got an awful lot of money. During the height of the Apollo years, they were spending about 10 times what they're spending now, or almost a fifth of the budget. So it was well-funded. And it's also important to remember that NASA wasn't doing a lot of other things then. There were a few planetary probes, but really everything was concentrated on Mercury, Gemini, Apollo, getting to the moon. Nowadays, NASA's operating on about a tenth of that money, and they've got many dozens of projects. We've got a big, wonderful space station that goes overhead 90 minutes. We've got a new rocket we're building down near you at Michoud. We've got all kinds of devices orbiting and roving the surface of Mars and out by in the deep solar system and so forth. So they're doing more with less, and it appears a lot slower. We also spent 30 years orbiting the Earth with the shuttle, building that space station and doing other research. So it's all important, but from the public standpoint, you know, people are impressed with destinations and with places that you can send a person, walk, make some footprints, plant a flag, and it's harder to see that progress. It's also worth noting, however, that you and I both remember Apollo, and it was in a very exciting time, but the general public's enthusiasm and Congress's as well began to wane by about 1963, really hit a low at about 67, and didn't pick up again until 68 and 69 when they began arriving at the moon. So we tend to remember it as this really golden time, but a lot of people weren't very happy about it and wanted to see money spent elsewhere. So that's something that I'd like to see it rejuvenated now, but it's a big task.
Yeah, as you said, that's startling. One-fifth of the budget going to exploration and all the efforts of NASA. And so, and it is a lot of money when you consider that we've got a lot of other programs in setting priorities. So I know it's a tough thing, but I'd like to see us, as you do more along that line. Tell us about your book, Amazing Stories of the Space Age. Give us a typical story that I think our leaders would like to hear about with their interest in space.
Well, I've written a lot of books about NASA history and the history of the exploration of the moon and Mars, but I want to do something a little different. So in this book, I profiled a number of stories about programs that were planned but didn't happen. So, for instance, in the late 1950s, perceiving the threat from the Soviet Union, Wernher von Braun and the Army got together and did this study to propose a base on the moon staffed by 12 to 20 soldiers. They'd have lunar combat suits. They'd have weapons of various types, including a nuclear bazooka that they were going to use in case the Russians came bouncing over land to take over their base. And possibly they were going to station nuclear weapons up there to safeguard the United States in the event of a first strike. So it's a number of stories about weird missions like that we never heard about because they didn't happen. And then also about 40% of the book is about missions that did happen with Apollo and the shuttle, but incidents that we didn't hear much about during those missions. Like for example, on Apollo 11, shortly after landing, they had a pressure buildup in one of the fuel systems. There was a fair amount of concern that the LEM might, lunar module might explode part of the descent stage shortly after landing. So they had to figure out very quickly what to do about that and decide whether or not to tell the astronauts. So it's those kinds of stories, just things we haven't heard much about.
That's fascinating. No, that sounds fascinating, and I'm sure our listeners will be very interested. Go ahead, Leo.
Well, I was just going to say, it's just really crazy that we think about, we made, what, seven missions? Wasn't it seven missions of manned landings on the moon?
Seven were sent, six landed, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Apollo 13 came back. You're right.
Yeah.
So it's hard for us to consider nowadays in the year 2017 that we made it up there 50 years ago, six times out of the seven, using 1950s and 60s solid state technology.
Boy, you're not kidding. And solid state was new. I mean, when they started building these spacecraft, they were just beginning to use integrated circuits. The Russians were still using vacuum tubes on theirs for some time. And to think that, you know, when I was a preteen, these missions of exploration were heading off the moon at its height about every 10 weeks to 2 months is just mind-boggling considering how long it takes now. But, you know, with the private sector getting engaged and government money being sent that direction, and I think generally people would agree being spent more efficiently, NASA still does great things nobody else could do. But when you look at what SpaceX did yesterday, they nailed that launch. They flew that empty rocket all by itself back to that recovery barge pitching in the Pacific Ocean. They're going to reuse that booster stage. You know, this is a reduction of cost anywhere from 50 to 80%, depending on how you slice the pie. And that's remarkable. So that promises a very robust future alongside with what NASA's doing.
Yeah, and when you talk about being efficient, you hear so much about government waste. You don't, and there, I guess if we dug into it, there'd be some waste within what NASA does. But by and large, I think the perception is it's a very efficient operation.
I think mostly it is. And, you know, I work at a number of NASA facilities over the years, and if you go to them, these aren't people living at Google headquarters. I mean, there's steel desks and steel file cabinets and a lot of stuff that looks like it came out of a Navy warship 30 or 40 years ago decorating those offices. They're very efficient, and they're very passionate and driven about what they do at those field centers. So, you know, is the right decision always made? Possibly not. Is there inefficiency? Yeah, but there's also inefficiency at the government level because these programs get changed. They get started, they get underfunded, they get canceled, we get moved. We don't know what's going to happen in the next few months. I hope these are good decisions. I'm kind of excited about the idea of possibly pivoting back to the moon before we take this long trek out to Mars. But we'll have to see. But I think, you know, they're very driven people and they do a lot with what they're given.
Well, the book is called Amazing Stories of the Space Age by Rod Pyle. You can find the book on our website at jimbrownusa.com, on Amazon, a number of sources. If you're a space groupie, and I am, and Leo, I know you are, it's certainly something you want to read. Hey, Rod, thanks for being on our show today. We appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend. We look forward to you coming back again in the future.
Thanks so much. Anytime.
Yeah, we can't wait till we all broadcast from Mars.
That's right. Maybe we'll do the show on a live location, huh?
That's right. Let's go out and get some more rocks today. What do you say?
Who knows where it'll all end up. Hey, the Common Sense Show here with Leo Honeycutt and Jim Brown. Leo's website is leohoneycutt.net. I'm jimbrownusa.com, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right, you can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at hometalkmedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hope your weekend is going well. Jim Brown here with Leo Honeycutt. We're having fun with you today, kind of putting the news in perspective. This is something that's not so fun, though, Leo. I don't know if you saw that video, the Chicago video of those four teenagers that just terrorize and beat the heck out of a young boy up there who had some disabilities. And the four were charged with the crime. It ought to be a charge of attempted murder. I've got no sympathy for them at all. But here's my concern, Leo. I want to get your opinion on this. They're charged with a hate crime. And I never understood the theory behind a hate crime. Let's assume that a member of your family is murdered. Somebody robs them and shoots them in cold blood. A terrible murder is a capital offense. But if they do it because maybe your relative is white and they're black, or maybe there is some kind of a discrimination over gay, anti-gay, then you enhance the crime. I think murder is murder. I think armed robbery is armed robbery. I don't think we ought to be getting in your head to determine what you're thinking when you commit the crime. You commit the crime, you do the time, you do whatever's done. And why do you relegate some murders as less important than other murders or any crime? Why do you, this hate crime situation? These four were charged with beating up this poor kid. Well, if the kid wasn't white and the four perpetrators weren't black, but they were all white, then there'd be a lesser charge. You follow me? There shouldn't be any lesser charge. If you murder someone, then that should be a penalty. If you rob someone, whatever it happens to be. I just can't accept this hate crime stuff just because you're of a different race or you're a different gender or something along that line. A crime is a crime, and I don't know why we have second-class crimes. If someone in my family were murdered, I want them to get the or robbed or beaten up. I'd want them, their perpetrator, to get the same penalty and be just as tough as the person that was beaten up was, you know, in some special category. You see what I'm saying? I don't understand hate crimes. I think that the crime is the crime, and don't have second-class crimes. I don't know what your thoughts on that, but I didn't like the idea of the hate crime. I don't like the hate crime thing at all. I think Rush Limbaugh, by the way, was vehement here recently about why you have double standards. If someone murders someone, it's murder. You don't enhance it because there's a hate crime involved in something like that. That's just my rant there for Leo. I don't know what you think. That's
well, you know, I just hate that we weren't having to talk about it. But let's go back to what this whole crime wound up being. The whole reason why these kids were caught doing this, and there were four young people who were involved, four African-American youths who were beating up a white handicapped kid who was defenseless, the whole reason why they were caught is because they videoed it, live streamed it on Facebook as something they could be proud of. Now, A, it is stupid. That was the height of stupidity on their parts. We've all been dumb, though, so you got to, you know, but the problem with that is that once again, we go back to something we were talking about last Sunday with Earl Casey from CNN about how much are we perpetrating, encouraging so much more of this stuff because we put it on the news, we put it out in the forefront, we tell who they are, and we make, to a degree in their minds, we make them famous. And so there's so much of this need to be famous now. And so that's why these four kids did it. They're willing to take the heat and possibly be brought up on murder charges just to be famous.
15 minutes of fame. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Just to get some attention. Just to get some attention.
You know, it's a wonder they didn't kill the kid.
Yeah. Well, you're right. And then the drive to, I mean, not only criminals are stupid criminals, and you put it on Facebook, now you're caught, you're going to jail for 20 years. I you know, it's.
But they'll be famous.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess.
You know, I mean, like, what did John Wilkes Booth do when he fell off after he shot Abraham Lincoln? When he jumps to the theater stage and he yells, "Sic semper tyrannis," death to tyrants. So he makes this theatrical swirl and goes on. Well, you know, now he's all down through history as the assassin of Abraham Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth. You remember his name. Then Lee Harvey Oswald comes along 98 years later, and he pulls the trigger and kills John Kennedy in a serious scenario now that we're still obsessed with. You got the movie that's out right now, Jackie, which is about what Jacqueline Kennedy went through right after the assassination. And so it's like this will never go away. But Lee Harvey Oswald, I found this out as I was getting ready for the interview last Sunday, I found this out that Lee Harvey Oswald was so ticked because he was able to leave the biggest crime scene in the world at Dealey Plaza. The police stopped him once and he got out. He goes, gets on a bus, gets clogged in traffic, jumps out, gets onto a cab, takes him back to his house where he gives all of his money to his estranged wife. He takes his wedding ring off, gives that to her, goes, gets his pistol, loads it, goes out, and the first cop he sees, J.D. Tippit, he blows him away. So you see, he was bound and determined. He wanted people to know.
Well, he wanted to be noticed.
He wanted to be caught.
How? No doubt about it. No.
So it goes back to this penchant for fame.
Well, you see that, and you certainly see that today with ISIS and the terrorist bombings and just getting the attention, just whether they blow themselves up or they try to make a statement and blowing others up. So,
and in their minds, they're gaining credibility. The more we talk about it in the international press, the more we highlight their acts of terror, the stronger they become.
No doubt about it. Well, let's get on to a happier story. I want to give you a little local story here. I happen to know this doctor. There's an OBGYN, a baby doctor. He delivers babies. His name is Mike Pinachero. Very nice guy, very well respected in the community. And as a joke, when he delivers the baby, he gives you a card and he punches it. And he says, "Now look, when you on your 12th, it's free. Your 12th kid is free." And it's a big joke. Everybody knows Mike kind of gives out a little card and he stamps the check. Well, this family started having babies about maybe 20 years ago, and they had two babies and three babies and four babies, and Mike, Dr. Panichero kept punching that card.
A frequent flyer card?
Well, I guess that's what it is every time, you know.
Wow.
So after the 11th year, their home flooded out. But just after the holidays, as a New Year's gift, they had their 12th baby. And the dad presented the card, say the 12th one's free. And he honored that. This is quite a guy, by the way. I read the story about it all. And I know, again, I know they call him Dr. P here in Louisiana. But Dr. P, on one of the occasions when the mom was having the seventh or eighth baby, he was vacationing over in the Gulf Coast. He drove immediately back. He didn't want anybody else to live that baby but him.
Wow.
And then another night, the mama went to labor, and he sat there all night with her to help her. Anyway, very warm, touching story with all the bad news out there to see that we got Dr. Panichero out there giving babies.
And so he made good. They said, here's the card. That's you right. Punched it all, so
your
the 12th
one
is
free. What 12? I mean, I had a brother and a sister, and I've got four kids, a number of grandkids. I'm around a big family. My wife Gladys has five brothers and sisters. Mama had six kids, all pretty close together. So been around some big families. Believe I can't comprehend 12. Not 10 or 12.
My father came from a family of 13, and they're all still living.
Are they really?
Man, my grandmother died at 99. So all.
Good genes for you, then. It means you're going to live a long, happy life.
Well, I don't know. My mother's side, they died pretty soon, so I don't know if that's going to work. And I remember Groucho Marx had a show back in the 50s on NBC called...
This Is Your Life.
This Is Your Life.
I remember it well.
And he used to have on these couples from around the country, and it was a game show. Well, he had on this couple from Omaha, Nebraska, this farm couple. He said, what do y'all do up there? And he said, well, we got about 600 acres, and we farm. He said, well, that's a pretty big farm. So how many kids do you have? And he said, the guy goes, well, Groucho, we got 16 kids. And Groucho Marx said, 16 kids? Geez, I love my cigar, but I take it out once in a while. And NBC censor said, you're out of here. And that was the last we saw of Groucho Marx talking about big families.
Should have told that family, you guys got to get on the TV set or something. Some other activity. So, hey, this is Leo Honeycutt here with me, Jim Brown on the Common Sense Show. Glad you're joining us. We got one more segment. We're just getting warmed up here. In fact, Isaiah, I'm going to tell our producer, call the people that own this station. Tell them we're on a roll today. We want to go an extra 2 or 3 hours, right, Leo?
Oh, I'm sure they would love that.
Let's don't slow down. So my website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Leo is his leohoneycutt.net. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, I'm going to curl. I don't know about you, Leo. I'm going to watch that Dallas game against Green Bay. What a knockdown dragout with two outstanding quarterbacks. Going to watch that this afternoon. If you live down here in the deep south where we live, of course, the New Orleans Saints is the team that hasn't made the playoffs in the last 3 years. I saw this story. Maybe this has something to do with it, Leo. The quarterback for the New Orleans Saints is a guy named Drew Brees, very popular. He's going to open 69 Dunkin' Donuts locations down here in Louisiana, in the Deep South. 69.
Okay, now I've never heard of a Dunkin' Donut diet in the training phase of the NFL.
Well, maybe that's the problem with the Saints. Maybe they're eating too many Dunkin' Donuts, and maybe that's their problem because they can't make the playoffs, and their defense just is abominable. They do pretty good. That Breeze does lead them to put the points on the board. But to be the leader of the franchise and your claim to fame after it's over is you got Dunkin' Donuts locations, which, you know, pure sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I like a good donut. I'm not knocking it.
I know. I do, too. That's the problem is I love it.
So the sugar content, I mean, guys, the maybe 50. I'm trying to work at it right now at about 50 grams of sugar a day. Now, if you didn't touch one thing that it was sweet of any kind, you're probably getting 35 or 40 grams a day. But, you know, you get open up a can of peas, there's 4 grams of sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
You open a can of corn, there's probably 6 grams of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Take a bite of that French bread, there is sugar. You know, anything you eat's got some sugar in it.
Well, and don't forget, two starches convert to sugar in the body.
No doubt about that. So, you know, white rice, white potatoes, anything white pasta, all that turns to sugar. And so 50 is a heck of a goal. I don't generally make it, but that's my goal. But
you know what you were talking about, how they haven't been to the playoffs in quite a while, and Drew Brees, of course, and the Saints of old when they won the championship, just it really raised Louisiana because it was right after Katrina, and we had come back. Louisiana felt like it had come back, so it was a mindset. In writing this book about Skip Bourbon, and then last week, of course, we talked to Nick Saban before that playoff game that Nick just lost. We were talking about one thing that I'm learning through this process is how much you got to, as a coach, put together the different personalities on any given day to operate as one unit. You see, when everybody's off on their own thing, and usually in the professional ranks, that's a very common thing to do. But if everybody's off on their own thing, you're not ever going to have a championship team. It's only when they pull together as one unit that you can have a national championship. That's what I'm learning through writing this book, and I really hope I finish it soon.
Well, we're excited about the book, and we'll sure talk a lot more about it. Saban did not do a very good job of pulling that team together. I put a small friendly bet, family bet, on Alabama and the points, and I lost miserably. But you got to hand to Saban. We lost him. He's obviously the best
coach in
college football. We had him here at LSU, won a national championship here, and certainly is an outstanding coach. I was reading just yesterday about his schedule. He gets up about 6 in the morning, glances over the papers, has a light breakfast. He's at his office at 7, and he leaves at 10 at night.
Yeah.
10 at night. I mean, the consummate...
He's a perfectionist.
The phone calls all day long to recruits, the meetings, the personal interest in teams. And I'll tell you one story in the short time we've got left, Leo. Had a good friend that knew Saban, and your listeners all over America know that Alabama, year in and year out, is a perennial power, has won the national championship, 4 out of the last 5 years? Saban coached it here at LSU, and I had a close friend who's passed away. He was very close, personal friends with Saban. He related this story to me. He said they were out to dinner one night with their wives. It was about 10:30 at night when they finished, and they were having a late dinner. Saban's cell phone rings. He answers the cell phone. He gets up and excuses himself from the table. Comes back about 20 minutes later while they're all at dinner. As they're walking out, my friend says, "Coach, hope that was no problem of any kind." He says, "No, it was just one of my recruits." And my friend said, "One of your recruits at 10:30 on a Saturday night, he's calling you on your personal cell phone." He says, "Yes, I give everybody who's recruiting my personal cell phone number. And I tell them, if you got a problem with your girlfriend, you got a problem at home, with your studies, or you want to talk football, feel free to call me." How many coaches would get out their private cell phone number to some recruits? Not their players. These are just recruits that might want to come. So you got to hand it to him. I mean, he is year in and year out. He lost that game, and there was problems with the offensive coordinator. We're not a sports show, but the coordinator left, and they just had a bad month there. But
they just lost by 4 points, and it was in the last second of the game. So
and they won last year by very close games. So they'll probably start off as number 1 or 2 team in the country next year.
And the AD of Clemson, by the way, trained under Skip Bourbon here at LSU.
He sure did.
So there was a lot of Louisiana connections to last week's championship game.
We're talking, and when you talk about Skip Bourbon, you tell our audience he was the perennial national championship baseball coach and the athletic director at LSU, and quite a fella. And Leo is writing a book about him right now. When's your book going to be out, do you think?
We're trying to get it out in time for sometime in the baseball season.
Right. Well, you got a real challenge there for you. So, Leo, one final thing before we go. I see the total figures aren't in, but President Obama leaves office on Friday. To some, they wish you were there longer. For many others, they think it's not soon enough. But whatever your feelings about it, the Obamas have cost the taxpayers around $90 million as to what it costs for them to vacation. They go to Hawaii every year. They go to Martha's Vineyard. And, look, I think a president needs his R&R, but I don't buy off on $80 million. I don't buy off on $50 million. Look, the president has the White House. It's a pretty good gig to hang out in. You know, you got bowling alleys and you got swimming pools.
Yeah, but you got 1 million tourists coming through there a year.
Well, you got two-thirds of it. You're all your private domain. You do anything you want to with. Nobody complains about how luxurious and of servants
are. Right, right.
Then a 20-minute helicopter away, you got Camp David. That's supposed to be this really palatial retreat up in the mountains where you have all the same amenities up that way. And I could see maybe getting away. I know George Bush would fly back to his ranch in Texas, and he'd go out and chop wood and do a few things like that. That's
Nixon
okay.
would go to San Clemente, and Reagan would go out to California to his ranch.
You go do your job. I mean, look, if you've got to deal with Congress, it really bugged me about Obama. Remember some of the Republican leadership said it was a year and a half into office before they were even invited to the White House to talk. I mean, sit there and do your job. You don't have to run all over the world and vacation to do all that kind of thing. $90 million as a taxpayer. I don't want to spend my taxes, $90 million, for the president to flit here and flit there and take, you got to take the armored cars and a whole Secret Service contingent. And you're only there for, look, after this Friday, Barack Obama can vacation every day of his life. He's got a great pension for life, and just like Clinton and Bush and the rest of them, he'll make a gazillion dollars making speeches. Go do all your vacationing then. Go anywhere you want to go. Just don't do it on my dime when you're only there for a term. Now, Trump's there for 4 years. He can be interesting to see.
One thing about it, Trump's got so many hotels all over the place, that shouldn't cost us anything now, should it?
He says he's not going to take his salary. So we're going to get a little break. I don't know what the policies are going to turn out to be. But we're going to get a little break on his salary coming back in. As you say, he probably wants to stay in his own hotels. Of course he would. Look, it's not just because he likes to own hotels. When the president stays at the Trump Tower and wherever he happens to be, then that, how much better publicity could you get with that?
Right, right.
You couldn't get any better publicity than that. So, any event, will be interesting to see his travel schedule. This is going to be such a soap opera. He takes off on the 20th. Usually there are, for you listeners, I've been to several inaugurals. There's a whole series of inaugural balls. And generally the president makes a brief appearance. It might be 20, 25 inaugural balls, and he makes a brief appearance there at the balls, and so he'll do that, and I guess he'll get into office on Saturday, and it'll be really fascinating to watch the things he will say and he will do.
Well, you know, he's already turned back Air Force One. Boeing has come out and said, we're building you this, by the way, coming out of the Barack Obama thing, the administration, I'm sorry. But we're turning, Boeing said this is going to cost you $4 billion for this plane. And Trump's already said, that's too high. Come back with us with a better price.
And Boeing did. That's what gets me. Why didn't they come back with a better price? Why didn't the U.S. negotiators get that better price to begin with?
Because they knew they were going to have to negotiate, so they set it high, knew they could come down.
Well, but the Obama administration didn't come down. It took Trump to do. I'll give Trump credit on that. Leo, we're out of time. Glad to have you on the show. Leo Honeycutt at leohoneycutt.net is his website. I'm Jim Brown at jimbrownusa.com. Glad you spent some time with us today. Have a lot of fun with you. Again, welcome our listeners up in Massachusetts at Methuen and also Salem. We'll be back same time, same station. Hope you'll join us next week to make some more common sense. Have a good week. Take care.
Bye.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.